Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Emma McCarthy. Rethinking the European Treaty as a way out of the Greek crisis, the danger of the financialization of human relationships, and bailouts that are draining development funds. These were just some of the issues examined this week at the Vatican. The crisis in the global economy, replanning our journey, was the theme of the 16th Plenary Assembly of the Pontifical Academy for Social Sciences, chaired by Harvard professor Marianne Glendon.
We wanted to take a close look at the moral and ethical dimensions, and a great many of our contributions, our papers, focused on the crisis as a series of failures. Financial failures, regulatory failures, but also moral failures.
Speaking to press Wednesday, she presented the conclusions of the Assembly's plenary session, extracting three issues from the many hours of discussions and dozens of papers presented during the meeting: the reasons for the economic crisis, ongoing serious financial turmoil, and its consequences for the real economy.
There has been the prevalent view that there are no objective standards of morality. Judge not lest you be judged has been taken out of its biblical context and has been used to legitimate a wave of social deregulation.
The first issue, she said, to be studied in depth was the danger of the financialization of human relations, in which human activities, even in the family, are reduced to a merely commercial dimension. The second aspect to be investigated was the impact of the financial instability caused by rich countries on poorer nations. She said a focus on financial instrument reform should not distract from basic development policy and investment in rudimentary human capital, such as nutrition, health, and basic education. The third issue to be considered was the governance of economic activity and the ongoing fallout from the Greek crisis, which Professor Glendon said offered food for further thought.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.